Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Chof Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Gimel. We are on the second to last line of page Kuf Mem Pes. We're about to turn on to page 298. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Gimel, Oser Lirdos Chalos Dvash Me'akaveres. You are not allowed to take out the honeycombs from a beehive, mipnei shadome l'tolesh, because it's similar to tolesh, to detaching something from the ground. The Rama says, v'davka im dvukim mekaveres, this is usher specifically if the honeycombs are attached to the beehive. Aval im nitlashum mibodyom, but if they were detached from the beehive from before Shabbos, oshen israskum mibodyom, or they were crushed in the beehive from before Shabbos, v'hadvash tzof bekaveres, and the honey is floating in the beehive, mutter ledoso b'Shabbos, then you can take out the honey on Shabbos. Now the Rama says, in the middle of the Mechaber, when the Mechaber said, Oser lidos chalos dvash me'akaveres, he explains what a kaveres is, pirish, hakein shadvorim osim bodvash, it's the beehive, it's the nest that the bees make the honey inside of it. So the Mechaber is saying that you can't take out the honeycombs from the beehive because it's similar to tolesh. The Rama says, dafka if they're attached, but if there are two possibilities where it will be mutter. Number one is the honeycombs were detached from before Shabbos, or they were crushed from before Shabbos, and the honey is just floating there in the beehive, then you could take out the honey. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkata Mem Vav, Dvash Me'akaveres, Hainu Afibu Lo Yirtza Livur HaDvash Min HaShavah. The Mechaber's case is talking about where you're not looking to get the honey out right now from the wax, you're just trying to get the honeycombs out. Because if you're trying to get the honey out from the wax, the zeo b'chal mefarik, that would be an isra mefarik, taking out the liquid from the salad. Eloyika chachalos atzvim akaveres. So we're discussing over here is taking out the honeycombs from the beehive, nothing to do with the honey itself, and that's going to be usr. Sivkata mem zayin, because it's domer letolish, ki mekom gidul hatvash hu bekaveres. Because the place where the honey is created is inside the beehive. V'chashavuhu chachomim kemechuber, and the chachomim considered that as if it was attached, and therefore it's an isra of tolish. However, the Rama said, if number one, they were detached from before Shabbos, sivkata memches hainu shachalos nitlushum imekom chiburim bekaveres. We're talking about a case over here where the honeycombs were detached from the place where they were attached before in the beehive. Umunochin kach besocho, and they're still resting inside the beehive. You can't call it anymore mechuber, it's detached. Therefore you can remove them from the beehive in order to eat the honey that's attached from the outside of the honeycombs all around. So basically, since the honeycombs are detached from the beehive, you could take out the honeycombs. But obviously, as we'll see, you can't be crushing the honeycombs to get out the honey. You can just eat the honey that's on the outside of the honeycombs. Aval mikomakom osar l'raskom. But still, it's going to be osar to crush these honeycombs. Ulahotzi advash min hashava, to take out the honey from the wax. The zeobel chamafarik, that would be the isra mafarik. The dami lamotzi atvua mikasheha, that's similar to taking out the grains from the kash. And even if the honey comes out on its own, it's going to be forbidden till nightfall. As a gzeira that you might come to crush it with your hands. So that is heter number one of the Ramah. If the honeycombs are detached from the beehive but they're sitting inside, you could take them out on Shabbos and you could eat the honey that's on the outside of the honeycombs. Heter number two, the Ramah says, even if they're still attached but they were crushed, and therefore there is honey that is floating in the beehive, you're allowed to take out that honey on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katam Emtes, Hainu Sheriskan L'Hachalos. We're talking about where you crushed before Shabbos the honeycombs, V'adayin Heim L'Chubarim V'Akaveres. But even though they're crushed, they still are attached to the beehive. Elo Shehadvash Zov Mehem B'Shabbos Ayidei Risukon. But the honey is pouring out from the honeycombs on Shabbos because they were crushed before Shabbos. Mutter likal zehadvash hatzof. You're allowed to take out that honey that is floating around. The su ein shayach lakaveras, it's no longer shayach to the beehive. Aval usser lirdos achalos gufa. But in this case, where they were crushed before Shabbos, but the honeycombs are still attached, you would not be allowed to take out the honeycombs on Shabbos. Kevan shadayim b'chubarim heim lakaveras, since they are lamaisa still attached to the beehive. Now we're going to go weiter and we're going to begin Sif Yodalud. Before we read the Mechaber, we'll read the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkata Nun, where he gives a little introduction to this and the coming Sifim. The Ramaskal Ein Megablim says the Chavos Chaim, Hinei Kodem Shenovo Levar Divrei HaShulchan Aruch. Before we come to explain the Mechaber in Sif Yodalad, Nivorek Tzas Inyan Lisha. Let's explain a little bit about kneading. Lisha hi achas mi lamed tes avos malachos. Lisha, as we know, kneading is one of the 39 avos malachos. Ve'enenu dafka al yedei mayim. It's not specifically by adding water to flour that you're over this isra of Lisha. Tehu adim bidvash, the same thing is true with honey. Veshuman avaz, and the fat of a goose. Vechol minei mashke, and any other kind of liquid. Shenilosh ve'nidbak al yodam, that you're able to bond together pieces of a salad through the liquid, that's going to be the isra of kneading. When it comes to Lisha, we have a brayso in the Gemara that teaches us as follows. The im echad nosein kemach, one person places flour in a bowl. The echad nosein mayim, and one pours water over the flour. Ha'achron chayev divei Rebbe. So Rebbe says the second person who places the water is chayev. Rebbe is more machmir. And he says just placing the water or whatever liquid you have on the flour or whatever pieces you have, that itself is going to be a chayev daraisa. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Einu Chayv Ad Shegabel. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda is more lenient. He says, you're not chayv till you actually mix it together. Of course, in note 76, he points out, Avam Midrabonim, the Berlacha will tell us later, Shafilu Das, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Osir, Losses, Maim, Bedavashu, Bar Gibul. It would still be awesome, Midrabonim, to place the water on the flour, anything that can become a mass, shema yavo lagavlo, because it's a concern that you might come to mix it. But lemaisa in the braiso we have two shitas. Rebbe says just placing the water on the flour is a chiyuv already, and Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says you're not chayv the raisa until you actually mix them together. Uposku rova poskim Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, most poskim paskin the more lenient shita like Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda that it's only chayv the raisa when you actually mix it. However, the sheet of the Balachumos and those who agree with him is the Paskin more machmir like Rebbe, that just placing the water on the flour, that's already called gibel, that's already called the mixing. And in note 77, he points out that later on we'll see, the minog is to be machmir like the Balachuma that goes like Rebbe, that just placing the liquid on the salad is already a chiv daraisa. And all this is discussing things that are similar to flour, like flour or dirt or sand that's fine, that create a mass when water is placed on them. And anything similar. But something that doesn't create a mass when you pour the liquid on them. For example, ashes or coarse flour, thicker flour. Das Rambam visioso. The opinion of the Rambam and those with him is the af im giblo potter mechatos, that even if you mix it, you are going to be potter from mechatos. It won't be an issur d'oraisa. The rak isura ika would only be an issur d'rabbanan because it is a dover the lav bar gibel. Vidas habri rishonim lehepach, and many rishonim hold the exact opposite. The bedover the lav bar gibel, when it comes to something that does not become a mass when it's mixed, afu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda lo boy gibul, then even according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, who's the more lenient shita, who says you're normally only chayv daraisa when you mix the two together, however if it's a davar d'labra gibul, you're going to be chayv even earlier. Umishanosam bo mayim chayv d'zeo gibulo, if it doesn't really mix together and become a mass, then the Ravid and those with him who argue with the Rambam say it's more machmir that just placing the water on top of these things is already going to be an Isser Daraisa. So it's a machlokas whether a Dover Delav Bar Gibel is more lenient like the Rambam or more machmir like the Ravid. The Ata Novo Levar Divya Shulchan Aruch, and now we'll go to explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So we'll go back on top and read the Mechaber and Sif Yudat, at least the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, Ein the Gablin, we do not mix. Pirish nesinas mayim bekemach nikra gibel. The placing of the water on the flour is called gibel. We'll see in the Mishnah that it's lav dafka the placing, but we're talking about over here actually the mixing. So you cannot mix kemach koli harbi, a lot of roasted grain. Shema yavo lolosh kemach she'enu koli. So there's a gzeira that you might come to need flour that is not roasted grains. So what we're seeing over here is that the kemach she'enu kali, the unroasted grains, is more machmir. That's a bar gibel. And the roasted grains is a la bar gibel. So therefore, the roasted grains is only usher. If you do a lot of it, as a gzeira, you might come to do the unroasted grains. But then the Mechaber says, umuter l'gabel es akali me'at ma'at. You can't do harbe, but you can mix a little bit at a time. That's where we'll stop in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sefkotan Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph is going in the Ramah's explanation of what it means to be Megabel. He said, Pirish Nesines Mayim Bekemach Nikr Gibel. Sakta Mishabura Hailishna Lavdafka. It doesn't mean exactly as it says, that Mechaber Airi Po Belisha Gemura. The Mechaber is discussing real mixing, real kneading. Shenosein Hamayim Megabel. Not only do you place the water on the flour, but you then go ahead and mix it together. So we said, the Gibel, the mixing of the roasted grains, a lot of it is only given by us and Midrabanan as Gzeira. Sepkata Nunbe is Shem Yavo. Kol Zeh HaSif Hu Lashon HaRambam. This whole Sif is the language of the Rambam. Usvirile, and the Rambam holds, the Kemach Koli Lav Bar Gibulhu. Like we said before, the roasted grains are not Bar Gibul, they don't become a mass. Vidovar De Lav Bar Gibul Eino Chayav Afke Shegiblo. And therefore, the Rambam Lishitasa, like we said before in the introduction, is more lenient. If it's a lav bar gibul, so even if you mix it, you will not be chayv daraisa. The eino aser ela midrabanan. It's only aser if you mix it midrabanan. Shema yavo lolush kemach sheino kali. That you might come to need grain that was not roasted, which would be a daraisa. Ulefikach, and therefore hitiru ayidei shinui dema'at ma'at. And that's why the Mechaber, the Rambam, they write that if you do a little bit at a time, that's enough of a shinui that will make it from an iser derabanan to mutter. Then the Mishabura says, but afilu das poskim desvilu de kema kali bargibuhu. Even according to the poskim who say that the roasted grain is a bargibu, it does become a mass. V'chayev min haTorah keshegiblu, and therefore if you mix it, you actually are going to be chayev midaraisa. Mikomokom gam he modu daidei shinu de ma'at ma'at shari bekema kali. They also will agree that if you implement this shinui of doing a little bit at a time, it's going to be mutter. Now, normally a shinui goes from an issa daraisa to a derabanan, or a derabanan to mutter, but here we see a chiddush that we're going from an issa daraisa, according to them, to a heter gomer. And the reason for that is because they obviously hold that the shinui of mat is such a large shinui that it's able to jump two steps to go from an issa daraisa to a heter. And then the Mishabura ends off of Katan and Bezin writes, V'dai you should know, the Lahayesh Omrim Hamuvel Kamon Besifta Zayin, according to the Yesh Omrim that we'll see as soon as Sifta Zayin, which passes like Rebbe, that just placing the water on the flour is already an Isidaraiso, Gam de Inyan Ze Osir Lagabel Afilu Ma'at Mat. Even in this situation of Kemah Kali, the roasted grains, it will be usher to mix it even a little bit at a time. Elu Imkein Nosan Ala Kemach Ma'ami Bodyom, unless you place the water on the flour before Shabbos. Because again, according to that shita, placing the water on the flour on Shabbos is a problem. Sivkata Nun Gimel, Kemach She'enu Kali. We said according to the Mechaber, the Kemach Kali Harbe is only Aser because of a Gzeira that you might come to do a Kemach She'enu Kali. Ubezeh Afilu Ma'at Ma'at Aser. And if you're using the Kemach She'enu Kali, which is a Bar Gibul, even a little bit at a time, it's still going to be Aser. Sivkata Nun Dalad. But if you are using the Kemach Kali, which is not normally an Issa Daraisa, so then we said, you can't do a lot of it because of the Gzeira, but it's Mutter Lo Gavilas Akali Ma'at Ma'at, you can do a little bit at a time. Zakta Meshabura Nunalad Velo Harbe, but not a lot. Beinim Osa Belila Raka Okasha. This is whether you make a mixture, a dough that is a loose dough or a thicker dough, a loose batter, either way, it's going to be Usr. Vishiura de Ma'at Ma'at Lo Vera Poskim. What exactly is the shear of the Shinui of doing a little bit at a time? The Poskim don't really explain it. It appears that even if the mixture has a shear of a dried fig, that's already going to be okay. That's considered ma'at ma'at. We will stop here and continue with Mitzvah with the rest of Sif Yudalit tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shear from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shear on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shear, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.